Hi, Pop Pickers. Welcome to Spodcast 28.
Okay, who the hell was that?
Yay!
Are we on the right channel?
Are we there yet?
Are we nearly there yet?
Right, hi guys, this is Spodcast number 28. Wahey.
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 Yeah. We have a guest. Wahey. As you might have guessed.
Guess.
Jesus. Yeah. No, no, not him. He's on next
the other
week.
One. I bet he's not.
Oh, dear.
Anywho, does someone who knows him want to introduce him? Because I just know his name.
You wouldn't guess this is scripted, would you?
I nearly missed my cue then. Yes, this is Matt, an old friend of mine, who is here as our elected expert. Elected expert on
from North Knots.
From North Knots.
From the Chilbert House.
Is that all right, Fuzz?
Yeah. Fuck off.
Matt, would you like to introduce yourself, seeing as we appear to be doing a wonderful job of it without you?
Seeing as none of us knows who the hell you are.
Yeah, Matt right. Johnston, who the hell are you?
You think you are?
Well, I used to be a biologist, and then I was a role-playing game writer, and then I was an IT guy for a big company, and now I'm an IT guy for a small company, which I'm...
Yay!
Oh. That's so actually remarkably similar to Jared's career path.
I was going
to
say.
He started off as a biology experiment rather than...
Yeah, it is rather similar to stuff.
Yeah.
Yes, and I guess that's how we come to know Matt, would be the role-playing game writing connection.
That's correct. Before we...
goes to show that for those... socially inept people who like role-playing games and computers in their smelly heavy metal t-shirts are also big fans of the Apple Mac.
Sorry, smelly hairy metal t-shirts?
Don't mind me, I'm just offensive.
Yes.
It's what you
do. Anyway.
So go on then.
So what are we talking about today then?
Well, apparently Apple have released a new computer, but we're going to talk about that later for quite some time.
Yes.
Yeah.
In the meantime, I'd like to bring your attention to the notes on the podcast, the comments added by our listener. Hi, Ned.
Three of them. Come on. And Ned wasn't involved.
Yeah, actually, that's true.
Or at least that's what I was told.
We imagine.
Yes. You're going to have to do it. I can't
really
see
could
the screen.
Be anyone.
Yeah. I can't see the screen. You're going to have to tell people.
Yeah, what are we doing?
What?
I'm packing my bag, man.
All right.
Wait, what? All right.
Yeah, sorry.
Is that a euphemism for something?
No, I am actually packing a bag.
Can't talk. Can't see the screen. I'm just
packing a bag.
Holy crap. Next week, Jesus.
Right. Did you see that video that was basically an advert for toilet paper, I think, and it was just euphemism for taking a dump? Just dropping the kids off at the pool!
Hey?
No, I didn't.
It was brilliant.
Yeah, I saw that.
Have you got a link?
That's just wrong.
Is it on YouTube? Is it on YouTube like the Anfield Rapids? Thanks, scary bastard.
Oh, dear God.
I'll put that link up in the... I don't know why I'm putting that in the show notes. It's already in last week's comments.
Because the... Oh, it's in the comments.
Yeah.
Oh dear. So he's.
Don't you listen?
No.
No. I'll listen to it later.
Oh yeah, I suppose. And you'll go, that's what you were
well,
banging
what
on
he was
about.
Talking about. God.
Yeah. Christ.
Oh, someone said. Where were we? We were discussing the wonderful show notes.
Were we?
The comments.
Yeah.
Yes,
we were.
And someone said that we've got to lose Smoking Bob because that guy is nuts.
Yeah, I wonder who that was.
It was by a guy called Anon Emus.
I think it's one of two people.
One of whom could in fact be Smoking Bob.
Could in fact be the Boob Simpleton himself.
And the other could be Uma Thurman's lawyers.
Well, yes, that's a possibility
it
we haven't considered.
It could have been Uma Thurman.
Oh!
Yeah, no, she signs her, she signs like her name Anonymous.
Ah.
And ominous.
I think it'd be more likely to be Alex than Uma.
Yes.
But you never know.
Who we also had on, as it were.
Yes. Not Uma, obviously. We don't have enough bandwidth for her thumbs.
Since when were we transferring thumbs down this line?
Since we had Uma on.
Ah, right. Okay.
Oh, yeah. So you wanted me to find a... Matt, do you know where that video was? Was it the one with the euphemisms?
Yeah, just having a look for it now. It was an advert for Charmin.
The bug roll?
Yeah.
Yeah.
An actual ad. I think the subtitle of it was, "What do you call pooping?"
Okay.
I'm just going to make an advert.
I'm just making an advert here.
Got it.
You always do that.
You're making it go back in.
They so need to make another series of that.
They do.
Oh, they do. Do we have any insider knowledge on that?
No.
Damn it.
But they so do need to.
If anyone has insider knowledge on that, please let us know.
Yeah, right, tell us so we can...
If you're one of the obvious geeks that worked on the first series,
yeah,
then you must listen to us.
Don't worry about it being a secret. We only have, like, 4 listeners.
And you're one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the other 3 are Ned.
Hi, Ned.
And John Alien. Hi, John.
And Scary.
Yeah.
Scary doesn't listen. Scary. He just
comments.
He just reads the show notes.
Yeah, he just looks at the pictures or something.
Yeah, he just reads the articles.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Yes, and the other thing I was going to mention this week before we get into our exceedingly long Appleathon was there's a wonderful book that I found.
It's a Wonderful Life?
It's a Wonderful Life. No. It's called The Curry's Secret.
The Curry's Secret? Or
Curry. Secret.
Okay.
Curry. Nothing to do with that, with Adam Curry. The
I was
going to
say,
no.
Is it what? Dixon's.
Yeah, I was just thinking Dixon's. I wasn't...
Curry's, God. Dixon's.
I'll tell you what, I haven't listened to Adam Curry for ages. I feel better.
Funny that.
Anyway, carry on.
The book is basically how to cook restaurant quality curries.
Oh, it's the secret of a curry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. How to make bad curries.
No, how to make good. Remember, that time you have a really, really good takeout, and you go, "Man, I'm going to try and make that," and you can never manage.
Is that another one of those euphemisms from that?
Yeah.
I'm just going out for a great takeout.
That's usually what happens with a curry, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. One thing does, in fact, lead to the other. So I'm going to find you a link and you can put it in the show notes. But it's a fantastic little book. You have to... It takes stages. You have to make the big sauce first. Then you let that stand and stuff. Then you make the second level, which is like you get that and you make it in and you add the other stuff and you do another bit.
Your house must stink at the moment.
But...
Well, yeah, he's not opened a window in days. He's like spodcasting, isn't he?
Spodding. No, we took a Friday... Well, we had a Friday off, and we just took the whole day to make curries and froze them. And I've been eating curries for weeks, so the windows are wide open.
Yeah,
good God.
Bet they are. If they weren't before, they are now.
Yeah, they've melted.
I think it's
the
all
glass
over.
Is dripping.
So when a little while ago you showed us a photo of giant hailstones coming down outside your window, they were actually inside.
Lovely.
Anyway. Yeah.
Is that link supposed to be the Wow, and there's another link for a book. Is that YouTube link supposed to be for the bog advert?
That's
it
the one.
Indeed. Yep.
Bog roll. Okay, I am writing these as we do it. Isn't that exciting for listeners to hear?
Wow, this is like so web 2.0, isn't it?
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Don't even use that phrase in my presence.
this is web version 0.9 beta plus .net #sharp .com max.
We're just going to wait until you stop, which will never if we don't interrupt. Okay, I'm going to say that. Thank you. That was very witty and funny. Well done.
Thank you.
Yeah, don't encourage it, though.
Shut up.
Yeah. Anyway.
So, where were we?
Oh, losing the structure.
Losing the plot, more like. You still packing your bag?
I am still packing my bag.
You're just making it go back in.
Try to decide how much underwear I need.
Right. Anyhow.
So then, shall we just get on with Apple then?
Get on with Apple. Do we have to?
Dancing around.
I'm just getting on with an apple.
Pontificating.
I'm getting on with an apple.
Oh man.
Now, I want to know is, right, because the hype is introducing Mac Pro Quad Xeon 64-bit workstation.
Yes.
At any point during the design or rollout phase of this project, did Satan Jobs himself ever actually say, "Fuck everything, I want 4 cores"?
Quite possibly.
And did he start off with 5 but got beaten down to 4 because, no, you can't do that, Jobs?
I think May well have just thought.
I wouldn't tell Mr. Jobs he couldn't do something.
No. Mr.
Wow,
Jobs.
That gets us on to my point.
Mr. Jobs.
I'd be quite happy to tell Satan exactly what he can do.
Ooh. Yeah.
To his face, because I'm not stupid.
Oh, come on, he's only a little guy.
I'd get lynched by huggers.
And quite rightly too.
I'd get warm and touchy feely'd to death.
Yeah.
No, I think it wouldn't be like that. I mean, you've seen what Mac users are like whenever they get into it, you know, a forum. Okay, well, unlike the rest of the world, when a Mac user is actually in your face, it's actually worse. Most people are normal, plus internet equals insane person. Mac users, they're worse up front.
I have to say, they are the most rabid of fanboys.
It's insane squared.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck everything, I want 5 insanes. One for each Xeon. The 5th one sellotaped to the back.
In case one of the others falls off.
No, it's just sellotaped to the back.
So,
it's design, Jared, it's design.
The real question here is when are you going to buy one?
When I win the lottery, I think is the...
They're really fucking nice, aren't they?
They are.
Yeah. And now here's a really, really, really bad thing. Elliot and I were trying to work out where we would find our differences in the bits we like about the new Power Mac.
Because obviously nobody wants to listen to us agreeing.
Yeah, because that's just boring.
It is.
No tension, no nothing.
Exactly.
We went through everything. What are the processors, Elliot? What about them?
They're not bad, are they?
No, they're not. Bugger. Okay, what about...
you get some really nice fucking 64-bit fucking Xeon
fucking
bitch bastard fucking core wonderful, like, hard.
And where do they go?
I mean,
this
is basically about 25% of the world's processing power right here.
Okay, what about the memory?
It uses stupid amounts of cycles.
Yeah,
Apple have finally given in and got a processor that clocks at a high speed.
And works well.
And is an absolute beast when it comes to crunching numbers, yeah.
Folding!
Oh, this God, no, this thing would fold space and time around protein. Shut up, Jared.
No, shut up!
Get out of my head, you bastard.
It's a gravity well. It's... Yeah. And cheaper
they should
than
just call it the Mac Black Hole.
It's cheaper than the best Dell you can compare it with. It's scary. The equivalent processing of competitors is more expensive.
Well,
you're always
going to
get some.
For a start.
You're always going to get some punk ass wannabe that's going on about, you know, hey, I can build a better one for like $200. But
yeah, no, you can't.
it's a lovely machine. I mean, we look at it from the point of view of dismantling it, because that's what, you know, my guys in the office do all day. They dismantle these machines and put them back together again. And the G5 was an absolute
Can I just say, those little drawer tray things that the hard disks come in, those are beautiful, man.
Elliot was recently working on the dual 1.46 G4s.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And was finding it wonderful to open things up and see that things have trays, things have clips.
Yeah, but they're all glue gunned in.
Yeah.
What?
More or less.
Well, they do. But if you're open to Dell, it's the same.
The other computer case I was working inside of was a Lian Li, Jared. So, yeah.
Fair enough. So, Matt, you were saying, you're looking at it from the point of view of taking it apart.
Yeah, well, it's little things like, you know, putting the power supply up high. You all look at that and you go, well, that's no big deal, so what? But, you know, they used to have the power supply on the G5s previously was the thing that blew most often. And they put it underneath everything, which meant that you had to dismantle the whole damn thing to get the damn power supply out.
So, oh, a bit like a Fiat X19.
Yes, but with a kind of a cheese grater effect on the front.
Yeah, yeah. Because didn't they have the spark plugs underneath the engine?
That's you had to remove
the engine.
The engine to change the spark plugs. Yes.
Italian design.
It's not the thing in the world, is it?
Italian design. They were lovely little cars, but you wouldn't want to have to look after one.
Okay. Packet of Weetabix, best before 5th of February.
Speaking of Weetabix, oh no, sorry, that's shredded wheat.
So whenever you're going, yes, I'm just having 3 shredded wheat.
No, so whenever you go, it's a 72.
It's a 72 pack of Weetabix, actually. But... Uh-huh.
So yes, back. You were saying, Elliot.
Was I?
You were just saying getting us back onto shredded wheat.
Oh, yeah, no, it's all right.
Dead air. We're really, really good at this dead air, aren't we?
We can't go
being
on
the
topic.
Front of the new Apple, yeah.
Ah.
It looks like somebody's greater. Got their shredded wheat out. What?
Well, oh, I want to
the one thing about the hype I did love was the 2 drives.
Yeah. Now, oh, yeah, I'm trying to work something
fuck
out.
Fuck everything. We've won two super drives.
Yeah, the thing I don't understand with the super drive is there's an eject button on the keyboard. Which one does it eject?
Well, you see, it's Apple. It knows.
It does.
It measures the level of sweat in your finger when you hit the key.
And, you know, high sweat means what?
You're reaching for the higher one.
Keyboard down.
Oh, right, you're reaching for the higher one. I like it, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, hang on, I'm just reaching for a high one.
This show has been brought to you by the word euphemism.
Yeah.
No, not that kind of euphemism, the other kind.
The other one.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway. However, so go on, Jared, you were saying about things that we couldn't, like, find to dislike about it. You've got the memory riser cards.
Yeah.
Each one holds stupid memory.
Yeah, that's not bad, is it?
It's pretty nice, yeah.
Was it up to 4 gig in each?
Up to 16 gig on each riser card.
On each card?
Yeah.
No, I thought it was 8 on each card, no, 16
no,
for the whole lot.
No, you can use... No, no, it's 32 gig is the maximum.
the maximum you can configure in the shop is 16.
It's but that, you know, on the Xserve they support.
Yeah, but what do they know?
On the Xserve they support up to 32 gig, and they support up to 32. Well, they don't support up to 32 gig on this, but it'll take up to 32 gig.
Yeah. You know, if you can get the chips.
I knew we had a Mac expert on for a reason.
32 gig, isn't that just taking the piss a little?
Yes.
Yes.
32 gig.
It's also taking that you're never going to use that much.
Yeah, you will. You use it if you run Oracle. You can use 32 gig.
But would you run Oracle on a desktop machine?
Yes.
With a 32 gig of memory, of course you would.
Let's cache the entire what? Northern Hemisphere.
Yeah, I think we're going to cache. I don't know why the internet was 2 gig. 1997, 1998, the entire internet.
I remember
was 2
when you
gigabytes.
Could get the latest version of the internet on a floppy disk.
Yeah.
I remember when you could delete it from your desktop.
I did delete it from my desktop.
Yeah, I don't remember when you could delete it from Windows. Anyway.
No. You could delete Windows from the internet.
You wouldn't be able to find any of your files, would you?
You could delete Windows from the internet.
Mm.
No, you can't. God knows we've tried.
It would be tricky.
Well, I can delete your installer Windows, at least.
Yeah. Oh, bollocks!
Yes, what have you forgotten to pack?
Now I'm looking at something destined for Nottingham.
Ah!
Which I still haven't managed to put in a... Anyway.
Oh, well.
Never mind.
Yeah.
Back to the...
Hey?
Back to the Apple.
Yes.
Back to the Apple.
Yes.
Took
a break from the Apple for a second.
3 full-length PCI Express expansion slots.
Lovely.
and a double slot.
Yeah, we'll get onto that later.
Yeah, we'll get onto that
so,
later. That's
which is
annoying.
All right, okay. I was going to say, which is better, the Quad SLI package or the very, very expensive single card thing?
Quad SLI.
And yeah, isn't there a Quad SLI option?
Here we go. The problem with the Mac Pro...
Well, let's start with the initial problem. It's not a quad machine. But get past it. It's not a quad machine.
It's only got two processors.
It's a dual core. It's not a quad machine.
Yeah.
Really annoys me. The PC world does it as well. It really annoys me.
It has four processing cores.
Yes.
Yes, but it doesn't have four processors.
Yes.
It's not a quad
yes, it
machine.
It does.
It doesn't.
Two of them.
It doesn't.
It has four cores and it has two processors. Why is that so difficult for people to understand?
Anyway.
Yeah, because a core is a CPU, even if it's not a processor.
But it's not.
No, because the two cores share, like, cache and subsystems.
Not all cache.
Who calls it a quad?
Apple do.
Apple do.
Oh, yes.
On the website.
That's so annoying.
It is. Anyway.
They do say
you expect a certain amount of marketing hype and...
They do say quad core.
Do they?
Yeah. They say 64-bit quad Xeon, and then they say running up to 3 gigahertz, they bring industry-leading quad core performance.
I'm sure in the email I got it said Mac Pro quad.
Anyway. Well, I've got the Apple email... We want to sell you a computer. You know you need one somewhere. Now, where did they
go? Yeah.
Please buy one.
We want to sell you the computer you want to buy anyway.
Please. You've got the internet. You know you want one.
Just admit it. You know you want it. Just buy it.
I was on the Apple Store today. One click is a bad thing.
Especially when you're looking at how many thousands of pounds for a Mac Pro?
$16.99.
Well, you can get it down to 1400.
Can you?
Yeah, you have to drop your processor speeds and make it.
I was wondering what you were going to say.
Fuck that.
Yeah, why would anybody?
I want
to...
more processor power than I possibly ever need.
Yeah,
that's the whole point.
Well, it's part of the point.
Yeah.
Okay, I've got lots of Apple Mail in French. Well, that's not much use.
Acheté une pomme.
Now, I think I get it. That means I must get it in English at work. Well, that's brilliant.
That's backwards, because you're English at home and you're French at work.
I know.
You're just so contrary.
I try my best.
Mary. Jeez.
But anyway, the graphics options, what are they then? Starting at noddy and working its way up to slightly less noddy, but still sort of middle, low end of the top end spec of... graphics
is this sentence ever going to end?
Yeah, it just did.
Okay.
Yeah, this is.
Would you like to comment on the answer then, Stutt, seeing as you were so obviously fucking listening?
can you tell?
I think this is go on, Matt.
Well, I was going to say, they only give you three choices. I mean, you've got the GeForce 7300, the Radeon X1900, and then this card is so expensive, I don't know what to do with it. A Quadro FX 4500. I mean, I don't even know. Would the Quadro FX 4500 run Call of Duty 2? I don't know. But does it?
Does it what?
It's a workstation 3D card.
Yeah. So is it going to run games?
Oh, yeah.
Didn't you see the test they did? They showed it running. What was it?
It's got. It's just like. It's like a regular. If memory serves, it's like a regular GeForce, only with a lot more pipes.
Which is I look at the results they've got here, and you know the Quadro FX 4500 gives you 110 frames per second in Doom 3, and that costs £1,100. And for £239, you can get the X1900, which gives you 106 frames per second. So you have to, you really have to be.
How much?
You know,
how much could you get if you had, say, a 17950?
Well, this is the point I was getting to. You know. This is a PC. This machine we're talking about, it's a PC. It runs Windows. In fact, it'll be better supported than any of the iMacs or the Mac Minis, because you don't have any of that front row crap. You don't have any eyesights to control. You know, so this is a PC. what happened to the PC graphics cards? Can I go into my local PC bits and pieces shop and pick up a graphics card, stick it in there, and hope to God I have the drivers?
That's a good question.
Well, my problem is that why are you only limited to one?
One what?
Yeah.
One graphics card. You're spending an awful lot of money on all the best hardware in multiple configurations, like two CPUs with two cores each, and you're looking at two super drives because two is better than one, and they limit you to one fucking graphics card.
No, you can
at
have
a time.
You can have four graphics cards,
but not all running the same display.
You can't do SLI.
You can't do SLI on it.
Fair point, yes.
And I think, you know, what you want to do is you want to slap in two 7950s into this, giving you two dual-core graphics cards, SLI them, and run 3D Mark, because you can!
It would possibly...
For the first time, you've got a proper Apple here, and you can run 3D Mark on it.
And for the first time, it would piss on the Alienwares. If it did SLI. Same thing.
This SLI thing, it's OS supported. So it has to be supported in the OS.
It's worse than that. It's more like OS and API. I don't know if OpenGL has any benefit.
You also need the chipset. You need an onboard chipset.
Yeah.
So the interesting thing then would be to find out whether or not the Mac Pro will support SLI when running in Windows mode.
Well, you'd need to have the extra slots and chipsets and what have you on the actual motherboard. And as far as we know, there isn't like a proper dual Xeon architecture that has it.
Yeah, there isn't a dual Xeon chipset that runs SLI or CrossFire.
Well, there you go.
Name's Satan Jobs and you can tell people you want five processors, you can bloody well get onto your buddies over at Asus and say, make me one of these, you bitches.
And maybe he should have.
But he should have. They're letting themselves down.
Can you imagine playing your favouritest game in Windows on two 30-inch monitors?
Yeah, you'd just cream your pants, wouldn't you?
You'd need to sit well back from the
screen. It's not just about gaming. Anything that requires some kind of real-time 3D rendering.
Yeah.
And you've got the processors and the memory to do some serious work on this thing. And it's just going to choke when it gets to the graphics subsystem.
She's bad. Well, you have to remember the Mac market is very different, right?
Yeah,
unless you're going to process
all graphics and design. Oh, hang on.
Well, no, but they don't do so much of the 3D stuff. But you know, you have to look at the things. The Mac market is motivated by things that motivate the internet. So until you can use your quad SLI to render porn, it's not going to make a difference.
Can you not do that then?
Yeah, you can actually because.
But,
hang on.
Important for the Mac.
The post-processing you can get in SLI on your video playback, especially with stuff like your H.264 and what have you, in hardware, really quite sweet.
But you just don't need it on a Mac.
No, of course you don't need it. You've got two stupid processors, but you know, you could be. I don't know. You've got your two 30-inch displays. You've got Job 3 on one, and you've got Doom 3 on the other.
Why not get four 30-inch displays? It supports it.
Fuck everything. Let's go five.
Hang on. Can it support four 30s? Is it 430s and 820s?
It can do certainly 430s.
Yeah, can it? 430s or 823s. Mm-hmm. 823-inch displays.
You see, that would just kick ass in R Factor.
if you really want to be clever, you get your two 30s in front of you. It's a nice wide screen. And then that leaves you, what is it, that leaves you four 23 inches.
So this is for your driving games, where you can have a 23-inch monitor as your rear-view mirror and a 23-inch monitor as your side mirror.
Yeah.
Stop stealing my ideas.
Dreams, you mean. Dreams.
No, because I was I was thinking about it, right? If you get like a small 640 by 480 flat panel, right? Cut it in half, turn it on its side.
Sorry.
You could stick them...
Cut it in half?
Yeah, cut it in half, turn it on its side. Right? Okay. You could stick them on either side of your racing pod.
Right.
Because real race sim addicts have racing pods. And those could be like, you could map your rear view mirrors onto those.
Okay.
Yeah.
We've just crossed over to a whole new dimension.
Yeah. And if it's still the same hardware geek dimension. It's just from a slightly different
But
lens.
If you ran it from the Mac Pro, you could have 23-inch monitor on either side as your wing mirror.
Yeah, but the problem with that is that you would feel like Prince Charles.
Or the World Cup.
Yeah, or the World Cup. Although I don't think the World Cup ever shoved its cock in a gardener's gob.
It hasn't had handles for a while, has it?
In a gardener's what?
Prince Charles allegedly
caught
with his cock in the gardener's gob.
Oh, gardener's gob. I thought you said garb, and I was thinking, is he shagging
his
coat?
Better? I'm sorry, that's better?
Well, it's understandable. Yeah,
it's understandable if you're boiling.
Okay.
Yeah. Otherwise, he's just shagging some crinkly jacket.
Called Camilla.
Called Camilla, yeah. Oh, sorry, I hear... what's her name? Princess Beatrice came of age this week.
Where's this going to go?
And does she look?
I don't
and
know,
does she look just like her mum or what?
Oh dear.
Oh dear.
But of course, being royal, you're not allowed to make any comments about the size of her mouth. And well, hey Charlie.
We should get him on.
Oh,
Prince Charles.
That'll work.
Yeah. That'll take forever. I mean, I do rate him as a top chap and all that, but you know, you need someone who can speak a little quicker.
Can't fault the guy as a person.
Rush with the bass. Diamond geezer, innit? Sorted.
Anywho, shall we return to Max?
Yeah.
Okay.
So the only thing Jared and I could find to argue about was the need for SLI graphics on the Mac Pro, which is a stupid name. It's not even like a G anything.
It's a G.
Should be called the G Wiz. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just looking at the list again and thinking, 4 hard drive bays, that's new.
Well, it's back to what it was with the G4s.
Yeah, because with the G5, I only have 2 bays, says he with his dual 2 gigahertz G5. Yeah, I got it into the show, finally.
Which is now exceedingly legacy.
Oh, God.
Will it run 10.5?
Do we care?
I care.
You're going to upgrade, aren't you?
Well, why wouldn't it?
Of course it'll run 10.5.
Yeah, I know.
But why wouldn't it? I mean, you could run 10.5 practically on an LC420 or whatever they were called.
Not
Well, I say run.
No, you couldn't.
You can get the command prompt up, maybe.
Yeah.
No, there's some stuff that 10.4, for instance, requires a G something processor. You can't a G3 or higher, basically. You can't install it on a...
Oh, that's a shame.
601 or even a 6800. You can't.
That's a shame. Tiger requires a machine. That's the shelf life of a Mac now being cut to less than 10 years. That's a real shame.
Tiger requires FireWire port. If you've got a FireWire port in your machine, it'll run on it.
Ah.
And you also need to have enough RAM.
Can that be an add-on card?
No. But what you can do is you can install on a different disk and then stick the disk into the machine that, you know, it just won't install on a machine. Apple don't really try very hard to stop you doing things, to be honest. That's why they have all this serial number stuff. Don't get me started on Windows Genuine Advantage. I have a bad week.
Did you listen to our show on the subject?
You must have missed the one when we were going on about Windows Genuine Advantage and I had to phone up for the serial number. Oh, it was quite a rant. You missed it. Well,
yeah. We are still yet divided over where the Genuine Advantage lies.
It lies.
It does, it just lies.
Yeah, so as I was saying, yes, 4 hard drives, so it's back to a decent... I still don't understand the two CD drives, well, DVD writers. It's nice and all, but...
They ship one because they're going to add Blu-ray support in the new year.
That makes sense.
That does make
sense. Thank you. Thank you. That finally, yeah, now I get it.
Yeah,
yes.
that does make sense.
Brilliant.
Adding a new one of those onto it right now wouldn't, like, add a noticeable sum of money onto the cost of the Mac Pro.
Not if you're adding 230 inches.
It's just due to the general cost of the drive is just a bit too much. They're obviously haggling for it to come down. I mean, remember what it was like?
Yeah,
when the Super Drive first came out, about £700 now, which is what the Super Drive was when it first came out. It was £700, and you were busy.
Blu-ray 700. That has come down quite a lot.
Yeah.
Because the first CD drives you could get were what, 15 grand or something.
Yeah.
Though the writers were, yes.
Yeah.
Even the CD-ROMs were pretty high, because I remember going up to the psychology department to use the, and the guys used the little inverted comma fingers, the CD-ROM. Because we were just using a Mac Plus to download everything onto floppy, so we could set up all the, look at fonts and stupid black and white games. And
our fonts, that great pastime that Mac huggers love.
Yeah, and clip art, oh my god.
Oh, I hate clip art. No, I hate clip art.
This is why people like Matt and I discovered how to hire illustrators. It's so much easier.
Yeah.
Back in the old days when we could just point over to a desk. Oi, Beale, draw this! Hey, no more!
Hey, you were lucky, yes. You had artists.
Yeah, we did. Plural. Yay!
Hi, Clint.
Yeah. Good. Anyway, yes, moving back away from the days of yonder yore or whatever when I created something. Back to today. I believe you, Elliot, was going on about earlier. He was talking about how he was rather taken back by the fact that the 30-inch displays were reduced to only and then a certain figure.
Mm-hmm. And which just happens to be about $200 cheaper than the better Dell. Oh, tricky.
Yeah.
Is the Dell actually better? Is that the same panel?
It was better last time I looked. Obviously, Apple have probably gone and fucked me up the arse on that, like they do everything else. But
yeah, I think there was.
Yeah,
it
used to be that the Dell display was a higher spec to the Apples.
That's why I bought the 24-inch Dell instead of the 23-inch Apple.
Yeah.
See, the reason I like the Apple one is the FireWire ports. Because it has FireWire, it's kind of useful to me as a Mac head. But I can understand. I mean, whenever one of the guys recently asked me what monitor to buy, I told him go to Dell and buy their 30-inch rather than Apple's.
But nowadays, that's a little more complicated.
No, it was 2 days before Apple dropped the price.
Oh, your friend loves you then.
Oh, he's happy. He's happy, and he doesn't know.
Imagine how much he'd hate you if you'd said, no, the Apple's worth the extra cost.
Oh! No, I believe Apple do a 30-day honouring of prices, don't they? Well, unless, no, they don't. It's the shops that sell it that do sometimes. Mm-hmm. Fair enough. Yes. So this is why it's always
and that was
to have
that was a distinct no comment from our Mac expert over in Ireland. That would be like me saying that the secret, top secret R-Factor mod that Bob and I were talking about in the last podcast was actually a full a full release of the entire 1979 Formula One season.
Which you're not supposed to say yet, isn't that right?
No, I am actually allowed to say it now. It was in the latest
Arse.
Yeah.
Arse.
It was in the latest Auto Sim Sport. Ah, oh, it's fucking amazing though. Ah, oh, sorry. Nice. If I could drive that on one of these Mac Pros.
Yeah.
That was my tie-in. It was lame, wasn't it?
Are Factor Mac compatible?
Windows is Mac compatible.
Windows.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah. So as I say...
So that's
Apple,
a yes.
Apple, step up to the plate, run 3D Mark.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd like to see that.
It might be a shit standard, but it's still a standard.
Yeah. Matt, you must have a friend or a customer, or you might even be getting one yourself.
A friend or a customer?
A friend or a customer who's getting one.
Or if he's got either, he can't be on this show.
Yeah, we've got some customers that were going to buy G5s. These are guys that are still running on BHG3s, you know, for their design work. And they decided to go. For the last year, they've been saying, you know, give me a quote for this upgrade, give me a quote for this upgrade. And we've been giving them all the quotes all along. And then we give them the final quote. And I told them, this is the last time I'm quoting you. And he went, I want to get quotes for Intels now. So we gave them the quote for the Intel, and they're buying the Intels.
Fantastic.
So they're going. They're going from 233 megahertz to
2.66 gigahertz.
Times four.
Times four.
That's a 40 times speed increase, a megahertz increase.
And I'll still kick their ass in Call of Duty, but you know.
So yeah, what we need to do is get them to install Windows on it and run 3D Mark 2000.
We'll be getting a Mac Pro as soon as we get notification from Apple on our pricing.
Good.
Yeah.
Please do run 3D Mark on it and let us know what you get.
Because I think it would be a nice little machine to actually have graphics running on. That's the hardware. But what about the software? Did anybody, I know me and Matt did, but Elliot, did you look at the 10.5 preview stuff?
No.
Ah.
I've not even used 10.4 yet.
Ah. Well,
it's
rather nice.
10.3 all weekend.
Oh, well.
It was all right.
There goes that link.
Yeah, fair enough. Because 10.5 has some really nice little bits.
Like what? Go on, name me two.
Well, Jared, you name him your two, and I'll tell him my two.
No, after you. You're the designated expert.
No,
this week.
I'm fine.
Okay, I'm going to say Time Machine first.
You are so typical.
Why? Because you wanted to mention that.
No, just your complete shill.
don't hold back now.
Go for it.
I like Time Machine because I have to deal with users that delete shit.
Time Machine, Apple's equivalent of, what do they call it in Windows?
Rewind. Isn't it Rewind?
No, it's...
System Restore?
Yeah, System Restore, that's it.
No,
God, no!
No.
You mean it's actually worthwhile having enabled on your operating system?
If you've got lots of disk space, yeah.
Yeah,
fantastic. Because I always found I've had to fix computers with System Restore on them, and if you're in the sort of situation where you need to restore the system, then the first thing that breaks is System Restore.
Well, that's quite useful.
I would actually disagree with that. Let me tell you a little story. We got sent the Office 2007 preview. My boss installed it, and subsequently Microsoft released a whole load of security patches, mm-hmm. installed them, and it killed Outlook.
That's a good thing.
No, it's not. Well, okay. but it was Microsoft's
own
patch.
That's what I call a security patch, right there.
It was Microsoft's own patch to the junk mail filter that killed it.
Nice.
And a system restore point would have enabled him to roll it back to before that update was put in.
But he had it turned off.
But the fact of the matter is that it would have just broken, died, buffed, hosed your operating system, and you'd have been reinstalling anyway.
While you're busy trying to find your favourites files and your backup files, you're
in safe mode. Yeah.
I'm sorry. If you all turn it off, how do you know that's what would happen?
Why do you think I started turning it off?
Yeah, I started turning it off, Stuart, because it was sitting there using 16 gig of space that I knew was just a complete waste of time and space. I could fill that with porn.
Porn.
And I was never ever going to use System Restore ever.
Spadge, isn't there that feeling that you get whenever you try the System Restore and there's a little glimmer of hope and you think it's gonna work.
It's almost like an oh no second.
Yeah, and then no.
Oh. Only a lot longer.
It's like missing the moment at a crucial point. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And yeah, you just end up.
Oh, not the curtains again.
You just end up in a cold sweat, thinking that was like a complete waste of 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Sorry, 45 minutes.
It takes me between 35 and 45 minutes to completely reinstall Windows XP with Office.
God, I was worried about what you were going to say then. Oh, I'm just going off to completely reinstall Windows XP. Hold on.
Oh, ring the dog.
Downloading drivers.
No, what Time Machine does is it, whenever you delete anything, change anything, you can just roll back.
Uh-huh.
Anything.
So it like keeps a live changelog type thing.
Yep.
The whole lot.
Yeah.
Marvellous.
And it's searchable as well, using that whole spotlight magic.
Because my first thought was, you know, you install Time Machine, and it makes your Mac run like a blue and white G3.
It still may do that. We don't know.
We don't actually know if it opens whole portals and holes and stuff.
Yeah.
There's a serious amount of tacky graphics with it.
Yeah, it even does tacky graphics with space warp noise and spite sound effects and stuff. Yeah.
Oh, brilliant!
It's very pretty. Yeah.
Does it play Telstar?
Pardon?
Just go away.
No.
So, Matt.
Well, that was Jared's first one. Jared, pick another one. Pick another one.
Spaces.
Oh, you're so predictable.
I know. These are the things that I'll actually see myself using. It's like when I saw Exposé for the first time and thought, I'm actually going to use that. And Spaces is the other one. I mean, I'm only getting them out of the way so you can come out with your obscure ones that you think will actually change the world more likely than mine behind the scenes. Oops, pardon me. Good grief, what am I trying to destroy there? Spaces is basically the thing that Linux users have had for years. Even Windows has got it in the XP tweaks thing.
Well, Mac users have had it with virtual desktops.
Yeah, but it's a hack. This isn't a hack. It's very nice.
What's it called?
Spaces.
It's a virtual desktop app.
Yeah, it's like the Linux desktops, only it works better.
All right.
And it's only useful when you start doing stuff, like if I'm doing a lot of Photoshop and all that kind of thing, and also I'm doing spotting in the background, I can just switch between desktops where I've actually got my spotting screen, all my spotting stuff, and I don't have to keep minimizing Photoshop or clicking the desktop when I want to do something else. Because I
Henry could not be written
these days. Yeah.
Yay! Apple has just killed Opera. Motherfucker.
Really?
Yeah, that, there went my browser.
Oh dear. Oh well. That'll be the embedded.
It could be my own fault for running QuickTime Alternative. I don't know.
I'm going to point a big yes at you. So yeah, that's it.
The biggest thing missing from Spaces?
Go on.
How many docs do you have?
Hmm.
Doesn't that suck?
Hmm.
Don't you feel cheated?
You want four docs. I want four docs.
Fuck everything. I want five.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's my two things.
So can you get like a piece of hardware whereby you could electronically chip your boss? And when he gets within, say, 20 yards or 20 feet of your computer, it automatically switches your desktop round.
Yes.
Absolutely. It's doable. What you need to do is...
Brilliant.
You just tie to his Bluetooth phone.
Cool. I was going to think of that too.
Yeah, I use Romeo for that. Whenever I come near my computer with my Bluetooth phone, the screensaver goes off. Whenever I walk away, the screensaver goes on. It's great fun.
He's so Star Trek-y.
Yeah. So whenever your boss comes near with his Bluetooth shoes...
You should draw a little chalk line on the carpet. And you can walk up to your computer, and as you approach the line, you say, computer on. And people will think, fuck me.
But we can do that. The voice
recognition thing. Yeah, you can. The voice
not when your computer's turned off, you can't.
You can't do it with Bluetooth either.
No, but you have to simulate it looking like it's off.
You can do that with speech.
Yeah, but then it's not turned off, is it, Jared?
Oh dear God.
Is it so hard to understand?
Yes, you are. So, Matt, yours. Your two.
Right, my two.
Because you knew I was going to be your patsy and get the two obvious ones out of the way so you can go on to the fun ones.
Yeah, well, the two that I'm going to pick are not perhaps the most fun ones. The first one I'm going to pick is iChat. Now, you may think, well, iChat, you know, it's for video conferencing and for, you know, one-to-one or one-to-many porn. But the iChat API includes some neat new stuff which allows you to, for example, do host, you know, well, the upgrade to iChat allows you to, you know, share your screen or send you know, video to each other or you know, send presentations or QuickTimes, whatever to each other. But the API also allows you to share game screens.
Oh.
Which I think is quite cool. Now, I mean, obviously, the most obvious one is Battleships. You know, you can be sitting staring at your friend, chatting away on text or in audio while you're playing Battleships. That is all done over, you know. Now, that's only a little one, but, you know, the API is just, it's just nice. It makes me think of games that I want developers to write.
Nice. Really.
I don't really care about the tacky backgrounds thing, to be honest, and the photo booth effects. Don't really care. And allegedly they fixed the whole how many people you can get onto a video thing.
So it's no longer just three.
Yeah, it might be up to four now.
I think does sound good, but I do think we're going to have to come up with perhaps a slightly better example for use of the technology. Because I'm sorry, but Battleships, not really cutting it for me. Could do that on paper.
I don't. I'm just
and
saying.
The whole point of Battleships is that the other guy can't see your screen.
I just looked at it from the point of view of the API because I was reading the developer stuff, and the developer stuff just looks nice. Anyway,
shared idea.
I like iChat. It's my favorite IM client. It does voice over IP stuff. It's lovely.
We'd be using it for podcasting, apart from the fact that it doesn't compress.
One of us voice doesn't have.
As, yeah, but you can get into it, but it doesn't compress voice as well as Skype.
That's a very good point. It's really bandwidth heavy.
Yeah, we tried it with Stutt and I did some tests, comparative tests for seeing if we could move this podcast over to iChat. And the answer was, no, we couldn't.
Well, it's one of those things, you know, you've got the technology in Skype. Why change for a political reason? I don't understand.
Yeah.
But anyway, this whole share, you know, remote control screens and sharing screens and whatever else, from my point of view as a Mac user that does support for people, it's very cool, very exciting.
They're going to be able to give you their screen.
Mm-hmm. And I'll be able to tell them what to do.
Now, you see, that to me, I'm stuck in Tomb Raider. I'm about three quarters of the way through. I'm on this level. Where's the fucking key, you big-titted bitch? Right? Your mate could say, oh, look, just stand here and look over there. That's what your screenshot should look like. Yeah. I mean, all right, no. You could do that in email with print screen.
No, but he can take your screen, move your mouse, and go there.
Or you could just be... You're just standing over the person, like you're standing looking over the person's shoulder. No, over there, to the right.
Yeah, because if you were looking over Lara Croft's shoulder, you'd be looking ahead, yeah?
Yeah, down.
She is a computer graphic, guys.
Yes, so.
Boingy graphic.
Okay, on to the next one.
Can I guess... Before we move on, Jared, could you give me a link to this technology, please?
I have.
What?
Oh, the next one. Sorry, yes.
Yeah, Matt's one.
Yes.
Yeah, I've got your two. I'm doing the notes, you see. I've got your two.
And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to predict Matt's next one.
Go for it.
I reckon it's going to be iCal.
You're a bastard. Jared knows what I've been up to for the last 6 months. You know, cloistering away and writing something that would allow people to share calendars using iCal, which is a nice little calendar. And so just a month after we released the product, Apple have announced that they're going to be releasing one to compete with us. So cheers, Apple. Nice one.
now what they're you know doing... how Windows users feel.
Yeah. I would love to be, to be honest, a partner with Microsoft in MP3 players right now. That would definitely be one of those MP3 Ooh, player great. Companies will be shooting themselves and executives will be killing themselves. But anyway,
yep.
iCal server, they've released it as open source. It's all Python, so Zach should absolutely love it. It's the client... Well,
I think you'll find it's Apple that will be killing themselves.
You reckon?
Well, call that an MP3 player!
Did you see the drop video playback from it already? I mean, it's just like Vista all over again. They're just dropping features before.
Just hack it out. You just send Bournemouth through like Dance Monkey Boy with a fucking hatchet, with a machete, just wades through the code. Does that can go?
Does anybody these days honestly believe that Microsoft are actually going to release what they say they're going to release? Every time recently, every time they've come up with this great thing, it comes to release. Oh, we had to remove that for the.
It's August, okay? They're going to be releasing the corporate version of this in November. Okay, that's their timetable. They have committed to. They're releasing the corporate version in November and the consumer version in the new year.
With most of it not actually there.
Most of what?
WinFX is gone. Which is one of the best features.
WinFS, yeah. Yeah, although parts of it live on, apparently. According to
it's gonna be implantable at a later date, but they've dropped a whole load of things that were gonna make it
worth having.
So much better, you know, worth having.
Yeah.
And they've gone for the stuff that businesses are gonna love rather than the geeks.
Yeah, and to get the geeks on board they've put in a feature that Halo 2 will only run on it.
Yeah. Woohoo, that'll do. Bastards.
I think you'll find that's a feature of Halo rather than Vista, but well.
You reckon?
Yeah, no, yes, it's the other way around. They deliberately made Halo only work on Vista so that Vista would sell to geeks. It's a Vista thing. It's stupid. What was the other thing they removed? Was it the compositing graphics?
I think Avalon's still there.
Yeah, it's been renamed. Yeah, it is. It's been renamed and it's had some work done.
Oh, sorry, I mean Glass.
Aero,
yeah.
It's never been Aqua.
Bubbles.
Yeah.
Aero actually rocks.
Yes.
But yes, you need a rather nice graphics card for it to actually be usable.
Yeah, rather like a core animation on Mac OS 10.5.
For some bizarre reason, it's not going to be included with the Home Edition. So.
Oh, that's nice.
It's a bit old.
That's a bit.
Yeah.
Vista, yeah. It's not going to be what we were promised. Much like their MP3 players aren't going to be what we promised. And the worst thing for them, which doesn't actually upset me that much, is that when they finally release the MP3 players, they won't be that good. And all the people who... and
I hear that the screen is being powered by BitBoy's graphics cards.
Yeah, to run Duke Nukem Forever. But the problem is that when it finally comes out, they'll have hemorrhaged all of their MP3 partners with a place for sure. They will have all left because of the fact that Microsoft is entering the competition with hidden APIs and shit, or the equivalent with MP3 players. So they'll end up with no partners and a shit product.
And I just don't think... $500 billion in the bank.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be terrible.
Yeah, they'll lose some money on it. They'll lose some money on it, but it was not going to hurt them much. And it's actually really good for Apple.
But hang on, as far as them slipping on the release date for Vista and stripping out components and stuff, you've got to remember why they've done it. They've had to slip because the security issue basically blew up in their faces, which, you know, was inevitable, but they didn't see it coming. But the upshot of that is that when Vista is released, it may not have all the features they promised when they originally announced it, but it is going to be extraordinarily secure compared to XP.
Do you realise the real difference in the extraordinarily secure is just more of this, are you sure you want to run this application? Are you really sure you want to run this application?
Yes and no. Yes and no. I completely agree with you, but everything's the same, surely. Well, all security can be got past by the user, otherwise it's not usable.
Yeah, but how will it make a difference to the end user?
They'll have to click OK once.
So hang on.
So what you're saying is that you have to point use to clicking OK without reading the boxes.
And this is called adding a security
issue. Yeah. I like the way that the processor designers have actually stepped in and said, look, if you're not going to do it, we are.
We will.
Right, okay, okay.
You can't buffer overrun our CPU anymore. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, don't go near buffer overruns because I'm sure there are just as many sitting around in Mac software as there is in Windows software.
Yeah, that's why AMD have made chips that really aren't supposed to let it happen, should we say.
I'm just trying to think about buffer overflows.
That's not actually true. That's not actually true. You've got you clearly don't understand what the new chips do. The new chips do not allow you to write in memory that is marked as executable. That is not the same as preventing buffer overruns.
But buffer overruns not just overrun into executable memory.
No, buffer overruns don't have to run over into executable memory. They can run over into data memory just as easily.
But they won't get executed there.
No, but that's... I agree that that's effectively what they're going to do, yeah. But that's not what they're doing.
Fair enough.
But, you know, here's a question for you, considering there are Mac people here.
Yes.
Firewall in OS X.
Yes.
Is there one?
Mm-hmm.
Where is it? How do I control it?
It's in the firewall section.
In the firewall section of the system preferences.
Yeah. Okay, if an application attempts to open a listening socket, will it get blocked?
No.
If it attempts to make a connection out, will it get blocked?
If your firewall is switched on, then yes is the answer to all of those.
And yeah. What does it do?
But by default, it's switched off. And to be honest,
okay. Let's look at that for a second. If spyware writers were to target OS X,
yeah.
What you've basically just said is there is no protection from that.
In what way? Yes, there is.
No, there isn't. Won't even pop up and say, this process that's just been started by an action the user's done to connect out to the internet. Is that okay? It doesn't ask that. It doesn't, you know, if a bit of malware appeared on my Mac machine, I wouldn't know about it.
Yeah, you wouldn't.
You'd have to install it yourself, but...
You would have had,
well, no, yeah. That's exactly the same way that Windows users basically are putting malware on the machine.
But
they skip past an option that says, are you sure you want to install this dodgy Yahoo toolbar? Or whatever.
But the thing is, you need to be root before you can do anything below a certain port number anyway. So you're not going to be...
No, connecting out. You didn't listen to what I said. Connecting out.
Yeah. But... Yeah.
Now, I can't defend the Windows firewall, because the Windows firewall is we'll let it through until you tell us not to. But the point is... There is no more protection on OS X than there is in Windows, as far as that's concerned.
The firewall in Mac OS X is very primitive, right? It's not what Windows people would call a firewall, because it doesn't do all of this, you know, stateful packet, you know, inspection or anything. It doesn't do anything fun and funky, and it doesn't show up nice, you know, throw up nice pop-ups all the time, right? So yes, it kind of sucks. But the biggest issue I find is that Apple sends it out there with switched off by default.
Yeah.
And I believe we should turn it on by default. Because, to be honest, yeah, but it's the one tab in that system that users will not click anywhere near.
But even if it was switched on, it's still not providing...
Oh, no, if it's switched on, it will block outgoing stuff.
Yeah, but it's not providing more protection than Windows does. Well, apart from the fact that Windows lets it through until you say no. But
what would you have it do?
The point I'm trying to make is that people have a go at Windows for not being secure enough. And you just said, if all users have to do to get past this extra security is click a few boxes, tell me how OS X makes it different. How is OS X any different to that?
Well, no, what we're saying is that, right, whenever you launch these things, I mean, I've seen Vista running, you know, in the betas, and it just got actually, the guy that was demoing it actually got annoyed. I mean, he's a Windows guy, got annoyed with the number of times that he had to click allow to let this.
Oh, yeah, no, I've used Vista, run. It is annoying. Yeah. But you're still not answering the question.
No, well, what
how
I'm saying...
is OS X more secure from that point of view?
Your user may or may not have the privilege to actually open stuff like that. Outgoing connections, you're not really going to block, because you can
no,
always...
No, you are.
Well, port 80.
I thought the point made in the recent Apple OS X Hack My Mac thing that your mate did, Jared.
Yeah.
I thought the point in that was that permissions escalation is actually relatively straightforward once you're in.
Yeah.
However, it's getting in that's difficult.
Mm-hmm.
That was the effect of... that's the conclusion that was drawn. If you're in, you can do privilege escalation.
So whilst the user might not have the right privileges to do what the malware wants to do, the actual escalation of those privileges to a user that does have those permissions shouldn't really be all that difficult.
Well, it's difficult, but it's not impossible, of course not.
Yeah.
If it's not impossible, it means it can be scripted.
Yeah.
But again, I come back to this thing that OS X is perceived to be more secure than Windows.
Well, if you want to create a sort of a straw man argument that we're arguing that it's much, much more secure, then go right ahead. We're saying that it's there's a lot of reasons why it's more secure right now, and that's because it obviously there's less people targeting it, and there is actually some sort of privileges system where to do anything admin serious to the system you actually have to enter in an admin password, which you don't in Windows XP currently. You can do whatever the hell you want as long as you're the first user that's been created, which so
indeed, yes,
there's potential there for Apple to basically step up to the plate and fix things. And when they do fix things, I'm pretty confident they'll fix things in a way that is full of graphical GUI goodness. But yeah. it'll be a good solution.
But just going back to that point that the privileges you don't have the privileges, you have to enter a password to get past it, etc. The sort of things that malware does is connects to an IRC server. It sends mail through a known gateway. It very rarely sets up a socket that for people to connect to. It very rarely does anything that requires privilege escalation.
But that's not... You're never going to be able to stop that unless you want a machine that people can't use.
Yeah, precisely. But
that's not...
That's not the security
issue that Windows has. Windows' security issue, for a start, was the fact that... Let's go through the history of Windows privilege... We started off with mail viruses because you could... web pages in Outlook automatically executed any code.
So yeah, no. Hang on. Before you go through this whole thing, I'm not talking about the past. I'm talking about Vista against OS X.
Right.
Why should I choose OS X over Vista for security reasons?
Right, so we're talking about Vista, which hasn't been released yet.
I've used it.
It hasn't been released yet, and there's already viruses out for it.
But that's not what I'm asking. What I'm asking is...
He's not talking about the present, he's talking about the future.
If people were writing viruses for OS X at the same rate that they're writing viruses for Vista, why would OS X give me any more protection than Vista?
Are they?
That's the question. No, that's not the point.
Oh, okay.
The point. You see, what I see happening is, if things continue, the world is going to flip to being probably somewhere around 50-50 Windows-Mac. Or possibly Linux in there somewhere, but regardless,
you heard it here first.
It's going to become a lot more balanced.
Can I quote you?
So, at some point, people who write this malware are going to start targeting the other operating systems.
Yes. I had a theory.
At that point, is everything going to crash and burn, and people are going to wake up and realise that OS X is actually no more secure than Vista? It's just that Vista or whatever Windows version you're looking at is more targeted because it's more popular and therefore will have a bigger impact.
Well, no, there are things that Vista hasn't been released yet. Okay, so if we want to jump into the future and talk about unreleased stuff, we can make up all sorts of stuff about Leopard.
Okay, let's talk about XP then.
In XP, for example, working with XP today, I was actually horrified that the admin user can do the first user you create on the system can do anything.
It's the administrator, yes.
Yes, but and then later on, if you add other users and you look at it from the point of view of should I make this a limited user or a computer administrator, well, the administrator can do anything. No passwords are needed, no nothing.
Yes.
Yeah, that to me is a problem.
But again, coming back to the same question, very little malware and viruses, etc., actually need privilege escalation.
I don't think the issue is really with the malware and privilege escalation. My personal issue is with end users. Them installing things and putting things where they're not meant to be and following stupid instructions on web pages and just generally breaking machines.
But you don't need privilege escalation to execute a process.
No. Well, it actually depends on the process.
If you want to run something that's going to connect out to an IRC server, it doesn't require any sort of privilege escalation at all.
No, you just need to run an app. But how will you ever stop that? How will leak the computer?
I'm not saying that there will be a way to stop it. What I'm asking is why is OS X any more secure than any of the other options?
At the moment, because there are so many more viruses targeted at Windows.
Not only that.
So
only
basically,
that.
OS X is digging its own grave by trying to get people to switch.
No, there's an escalation there.
You have to look at it from the point of view.
By the time that all these viruses will be written for OS X, Apple won't be using that as their selling point anymore. In the same way that they're not saying it's 3.5 times faster than a Windows computer anymore.
No, you just sell it on the advantages.
Yeah, and no, they make up a new set of advantages 5 years down the line when they are being targeted for viruses.
So you're basically saying the reason to switch is that not enough people are using OS X to make it a viable target.
That's what I'm saying is the reason to switch is because at the moment there are not enough viruses out there for OS X for you to worry about like there are for Windows. If security is your beef.
It's not the only
thing you'd buy an operating system on. It is a major concern, yes, but there are other usability issues. There are what?
No, people don't look at that.
The thing is
people really don't look at that.
When OS
what do people look at? People don't understand the differences between.
No, people listen to the press, and if the press say buy a Mac because Windows is insecure, they'll buy a Mac.
Yeah.
Do you want to know what the main thing that the security difference between Windows and OS X is? It's that when Windows was designed, it wasn't designed with the internet in mind. It wasn't even designed with networking in mind. And
XP was.
No, Windows wasn't. XP was. Vista certainly is. In fact, yeah, Vista's got the internet so low down it scares me.
Yeah, they started putting some of it into the kernel.
HTML rendering is in the kernel of OS X and Vista.
Yeah.
Unless they've removed it since I last.
It's not in the kernel of OS X.
Well, there you go.
There's XML stuff low down though, but no.
Printing but that's not actually a security issue. That's a stability issue.
Yeah, I realise that, and not a very interesting.
No, if you argue that you know permissions escalation is you know a non-issue on Mac OS X, then it's got to be a non-issue on Linux as well.
Oh, it's a non-issue on everything.
Okay, so we have to take that whole escalation thing and put it away. So what we're really looking at is you're putting all of the reasons why Linux and Mac OS X are maybe more secure by design than Windows.
I hate to say it, but I have a phone call, guys.
Okay, we'll carry on.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you are then maybe left with this big lump of stuff, which is just that there are more viruses out there because more people are writing them. Now, there's nothing you can do about that. The only thing you can really hope is that Apple steps up to the plate and Linux steps up to the plate and actually does something about this and gives us the solutions that we're looking for.
Yeah, because Windows' solution is signed code. And I'm sure that's going to be gettable.
Sorry.
Signed code.
Yeah, signed code. So that this code needs to be authorized to run.
You mean like when you're installing drivers and it says these drivers aren't, and you say, well, yeah, but I use unstable drivers all the time. It's part of my.
So I'll just click around.
So I won't even bother reading that motherfucker. I'll just click OK because I know what it sort of says anyway.
Yeah. Or I need this hardware to run, therefore I need to install these drivers.
Anyway.
And also, you'll notice when you install MSN Messenger, it says, this software's not signed.
We made it. When you install what?
Whenever I downloaded MSN, when the whole site signing thing came out.
I was going to say, MSN Messenger, rather you than me.
Well, I know end users. And it was saying, you know, this is not signed. And you're going, well, you know, you guys made it.
Oh, we don't trust it. That was made in the building over there.
Could you really trust your own code?
Yeah.
Well, no, of course they don't. They've read it.
I've just had a thought.
Well done.
And that hurts. We've gone well over the hour again. But we can't stop because we need to get back to his phone call. So, has anyone got any interesting news? Seen any good films recently? What's the weather like at your end of the world?
Say, Jared, do you live around here often? I think I'd just like to be the first person to say cock.
Today.
We said cock today.
No, I just mean, just on its own. Cock.
Cock.
There.
Yeah, good idea.
Thank you. I feel better now already.
Yeah.
How's Paris, Jared?
Paris is all right. The weather's a bit down. It's not as nice and blisteringly summer as it's been recently for the last week. It's been a bit. But I think I might have a house. I think I've got a house in Scotland somewhere now.
Which is near Paris.
Which is very near Paris. Yes, I got a... I was chatting on iChat this earlier today when I found out that we might have got a house. We've had it okayed by these... What's it called? The offer's been approved and
accepted.
We're just waiting for the... Accepted. Yeah, we're just waiting for the mortgage paperwork to go through. And we have a place to live in Scotland. Woohoo! In a place called...
I can't remember either, and I told you.
Well, I knew what it was called, and then I forgot. I'm looking it up now. Dumpy, dumpy, dum.
I'm going to beat you to death in a minute.
Glassford.
Glassford.
You're near Strathaven.
Because people in Glassford house this.
Oh dear. Very good.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, so we've got a small house in Glassford and it won't cost us much to live
and
there.
And what's the time frame on that one then?
Well, I'll be living in it from next year, February-ish, I think.
Right. And Vic?
Next year, February-ish, but she'll start working on it before then.
Right.
So she'll be back and forth while I'm still working. So I believe, Matt, you're coming to Paris in September, is that right?
I am indeed. I was looking at flights today, and I can believe I can fly to Paris for a cent.
Flights today.
Yeah. Very good
Interesting
idea.
One there.
Yes. Looking at the flights today. Yeah.
Yeah, and a lot of people have been looking at flights today.
Delayed. Mm.
If you've not taken off, you're not coming in.
Yeah. I do worry a little. I do hope they left those restrictions because, you know, at the end of the day, my laptop ain't going in the hold. No way.
No. So what's the restriction? No hand luggage?
Well, today the restriction was no hand luggage of any kind other than something
a
that is medical. Yeah, medical or sanitary.
Dear God. That's quite serious, because I missed it all because I was off work ill today.
Imagine if you're going onto the plane with your, you know, little neoprene sleeve with your power book in there, and the guy goes, no, I'm sorry, you can't take that on board. That has to go in the hold.
That means it's going to get handled by the cabin monkeys. The ones that throw the boxes. No!
That means you're sending my laptop to Bali. Without me!
Hey, do you want to bet whenever it comes through in the luggage thing, do you want to bet you're just going to get the neoprene sleeve?
Do you want to bet that you're the one that picks it up? Oh dear. Yeah, you see all the neoprene sleeves. Which one's mine?
All these geeks at the other end picking up their empty neoprene sleeves.
You can imagine it.
It's like the
They're
third
all
time.
Walking up to each other's computers with their mobile phones in their hands. Not that one. Beep, beep, beep.
Oh dear. You're just sitting there. If it's say for the Apple Expo and you've got a plane load full of geeks from Northern Ireland and they've all got their neoprene sleeves and there's just half of them still have computers in when they get there. The other half, well, we don't know what happened, sir. You can't have put your computer in it, sir. And they're all thinking, which
Mr. Jobs will be at the end with a big sword saying, that's okay, I'll cut them all in half.
Oh no, I want me Mac. So yeah, I don't think that would be a very nice thing at all. But the worst thing about it is if you're not allowed to take your laptop in as carry-on luggage and you've got a long flight, how can you watch your movies?
You can't. Well, yeah. And like you're restricted as to what liquids you're allowed to bring on as well.
Yeah.
No liquids except baby's milk type thing. Although you shouldn't really be farming babies for milk. But
yeah.
So like you're gonna be buying drinks on the plane.
At plane drink prices.
Yeah, I can really see them lifting this one in a week. It's gonna be like fucking income tax all over again, isn't it?
As somebody said today, which would you rather have? You know, would you rather have this giant mass murder thing, or would you rather have 20 people shot in the head?
Hmm.
What? You know, I mean, that would, well, you know, like that poor fellow in the subways. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They have to take draconian measures to save the rest of us. You know, and as long as you get to pick the 20, I suppose.
I have a list, actually.
Yeah, we had this talk recently, and someone said, who would you want dead if you could pick people? And they went off with all these usual people, like, ooh, Saddam Hussein, ooh, Osama bin Laden. And I started thinking of things like Michael Schumacher.
Yeah.
Or
people who really make a difference.
Was this actually limited to famous people? Or
I'm thinking Esther Hansen.
No, not limited. Yeah, Esther Ransom.
Because I suppose it wouldn't make the same impact if you said, you know, like, you know, Jimmy Smith down the road. I really, really fucking hate him. Everybody else is going, who? Oh, it's just this guy. He really annoys me.
This guy that he really, really deserves to.
Yeah.
The world would be a better place without him, or at least my street would. And that's all that matters to me.
Well, I don't know. Could we be allowed to say Israel? Not wanting to get political or anything, or take sides in the current conflict out there.
Are they still fighting?
Yeah.
Can you stop them?
Yeah, only for the last 8,000 fucking years.
See, that's the thing, that they're killing each other, and they're making an awful mess out of killing their populations and stuff. And we're saying we should introduce a ceasefire. Should we just let them get it out of their system? Because I've noticed that we weren't...
But two nations go into a room and one leaves.
that's kind of what they did here.
Only I would then say you'd gas the survivors.
Yeah, how did that work out, Matt, over in Northern Ireland bit?
The whole Troubles majority. Yeah. Well, at the moment now we have the loyalist paramilitaries are killing loyalist paramilitaries. The IRA are killing rogue IRA people. So I guess everybody's happy.
I was actually kind of hoping that you'd start off. I was kind of hoping you'd start off the show with Spodcast 28. I'm not trying to get in. I'm giving you 10 minutes to get out.
I don't do political jokes.
Neither do I, obviously. Otherwise, that would have been funny.
But it's rather like the French Revolution. At first, they started killing all the aristocrats, and then they started turning in on themselves, and then it became...
No, first they dismantled their ruling class, and second, crying like babies when somebody else walked in, having completely destroyed the entire military chain of command.
Yes, and they still love Napoleon today.
Mm.
But no, they just turned in on themselves as soon as they started thinking, hey, we're getting away with this, killing people. I don't like him. I think I'll take it out on him. Much like this,
that was ages ago back there, you know, in the 70s when they had internment. I mean, it was, you know, they would report people because they didn't like them, or he was dating somebody that he wanted to go out with, whatever else.
Or his eyes were too close together.
Mickey there's a terrorist, he is. And then that guy would spend 6 months in jail.
No, the one that kills me is, you know, the guy that they shot recently in London?
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, he's now sort of being held in question for child pornography.
The dead
guy? So they've done terrorism, they've done kiddie porn. What are they going to try and get him on next? What are they finally going to get him on? Non-payment of taxes?
What are you on about?
They obviously want this guy, yeah?
Which guy?
The one they shot. Don't you people get the news? There was that chappie who was it was the bungled police,
the Brazilian guy.
No, not him. That was stupid. No, the one that was actually the
when they burst into his house.
Searched him. The local community were up in arms. No, they weren't. Sorry, no. The local community were very angry.
Mm-hmm.
And so he got released because they couldn't pin terrorism on him.
And now they're trying.
And now they're trying to get him for child pornography.
Look, if they couldn't pin terrorism on him, then he must have actually been innocent.
Yeah.
Because actually, I mean, he must have been the Lord God Almighty, because they can pin terrorism on anybody.
The Lord God Almighty, has anybody slaughtered more thousands of innocents than him? Allegedly.
I know, I'll give you a flood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so, you've been looking at my angels funny. That's it. I'm going to burn your entire city.
Look, if you're on the UN Security Council, you can do whatever the hell you want.
Yep. So they
I was thinking.
They're now going for the kiddie porn. And obviously that's not going to stick. So,
What next?
Yeah, what next? It's got to be non-payment of taxes, hasn't it?
No.
They're going to Al Capone him.
He'll have downloaded a movie once.
Yes, that's it. They'll get him on
BitTorrent.
Yeah. That holds. That has a charge of an unlimited fine.
Yep.
Yo, yeah.
Like, what the fuck is an unlimited fine?
Well, the MPAA will say you've cost us $240 million.
Okay. Yep. Well, then
and you settle out of court, or we're going to drag you through, and you've got to prove that you've got that money before we even start proceedings, because this is America.
We're going to fine you 70 gazillion.
Yeah. Fuck everything. We're going to fine you for 50 million billion gazillion trillion. Fuck everything.
How many is a Brazilian?
That is the only funny Bush joke ever.
Yeah. So they could get him on movies, then they could... There's not much left. I think tax evasion... MP3s and movies they can do.
Yeah.
Well... There's this whole book of law thing that there's quite a few things they could get him for.
Big Brother.
They could just throw it at him.
Parking.
They can make him out to be the bad guy in Big Brother. Apparently they're all hated by everybody.
Uh-huh.
Big Brother people?
I don't know. I don't watch the shows.
Neither do I, but I did hear about this... the funny Australian one.
Oh, do tell.
Oh, the two guys were thrown off of it for... What was the expression they used? Because it was a new one on me. Turkey slapping.
What?
Turkey? Oh my god.
They turkey slapped. I'm sure that's what they called it. They turkey slapped one of the girls, who was by all accounts a bit of a goer.
Is it not called helicoptering?
Helicoptering.
I don't know what you're talking
Cock
about.
Cock whipping around the face. Live on Big Brother. On camera. One of them held her down and the other one slapped her about the face with his cock.
Right. Sorry about that, ladies.
Thank God.
Slapping her in the face with a cock.
What's going on then?
Turkey slapping, apparently.
Turkey who?
Channel 10 were in huge amounts of trouble and there has been talk about revoking their license.
Stop, you're going to have to cut so much of this.
Any of it.
No, nothing gets edited.
Oh, God. No, just cut it. It's just...
No, nothing gets edited.
It's crap. Sorry.
Yes, it all is. What's the point?
Okay.
It's also well over time as well. How long has it been, Stop?
1 hour 27.
Did you hear about the Miss Universe Australia pageant finalist?
No.
I was
on the phone, sorry.
Ah, the Miss model and part-time TV presenter fears her career could be damaged by conviction for stealing 3 pies.
Oh yeah, I did hear about that.
She
needs to. She needs to get a marketing an advertising deal with Pucker.
Yeah. Well, apart from the fact she's in Australia, but.
Well, whatever they have over there.
Meat pies, famous for it.
Yeah, with peas. Somebody mentioned the brand at some point, but yes, she Jesters. She stole 3 Jesters pies.
Is that a euphemism for something?
Yeah, I think it must be.
Just gonna steal some pies!
Just stealing 3 Jester's pies!
Anyway.
So yeah, she was apparently so hungry going around the shop that she saw a pie and ate it and then nicked 2 others because she realised she had no money.
Was it? Oh, the headline on that story was fantastic.
Beauty's pie crust bust.
That's the one.
Brilliant,
isn't it?
That's almost as good as the New Zealand policewoman.
Eh?
Oh, the New Zealand policewoman, was she the one
who has been awarded in court the right to keep her job as a policewoman, even though she's been moonlighting as a prostitute? You're going down, me old China. Yes. Well, one of us is. It's now 5:30. I've clocked off for the day.
My turn.
5:30. It's actually 10 o'clock.
Yeah, we really should wrap this thing
up. I need to be up tomorrow. So, let's
well, if
end
you had
and
a
run away.
New Zealand policewoman around, you probably could be.
Oh, I'm not going to comment on that. Anyway.
Yes.
I have one in the closet.
Is that another euphemism?
Are we going to spam the email address and?
Oh yes, if you've got anything interesting.
Thank the guest.
Who?
The guest. We have to thank our guest.
Oh yes, that. Oh yes.
Hello.
Well, the email address is spodcast@spodcast.org, but you can do what most people do today, and that's leave a comment on the website, which is.
In fact, we'd prefer that. Unless you're
prefer that because
slate
as,
us. If you're going to slate us,
as somebody then email says. Us. More chance of having that read out or at least seen than sending an email.
Yes, we should check the Gmail account, you know.
Yeah, Jared, really you should. Know the password. Go and check the email account.
Restarting another browser. You're making it go back in.
Oh, bless.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll check
the ring
Gmail.
Of Firefox.
Ring
so,
of Firefox.
Yeah. Bye, Ned.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you very
Leave
much.
Leave us a comment, John Alien.
Yes.
And thanks for bringing some sort of sense and knowledge to the show, Matt.
Does Matt have anything to plug? Normally I guess get to plug stuff before they leave.
Shamelessly, you big whore.
Shamelessly. Okay. Well, as I mentioned earlier, iCal server is the hot new thing. And of course, you know, we have for the last 6 months been building something that will do exactly the same as it, but doesn't require you to buy an entire OS X server. So if you're a Mac user looking to share your calendars with friends and family and colleagues, then pop along to syncbridge.com and have a look there. And tell us what you think, because...
Link in the notes, please.
Yeah, someone write a link at that I can use.
Please write a link.
And syncbridge.com, is that?
It's yep, that's exactly right, Jared.
Oh, good. In
How
that
do
case,
you spell that?
There's your list. There's your link.
Where?
There!
Super duper.
I don't see it.
I can't see it.
I can't see it.
Oh. I meant there.
Oh, right.
There we go.
I think I was in the wrong... I don't know how I got to the wrong channel.
Shall we scoot off?
Yeah. Oh, I was scoot in the other off. Channel looking for where I'm going to live.
Ah!
I think yes. we have to kind of finish off with that link I sent Jared just a couple of minutes ago, which is they've redone Snakes on a Plane with Liquids on a Plane.
Yeah, I've posted that.
Who the fuck brought this motherfucking beverage on this motherfucking plane?
Excellent.
Snakes on
a plane.
On a plane!
So do we have that link as well? Is that the archives one?
That's the... Oh, God, I've gone and put it in the wrong flipping channel.
That's all right.
Anyway,
I'm getting them all from there.
It will go on there. Okay.
Yes, yeah.
That is
we'll be off then.
That'll
well,
be
thank you very
away.
Much for spending some time and taking some time out of your busy schedule to join this podcast, Matt.
It's absolutely super. Lovely.
Sorry, I dragged on
it
for an hour and a half.
Oh,
it's been
right.
A charm and a joy.
I have
been a charm and a
no
joy.
Life otherwise. It's lovely.
Well, neither are
we. There's a club. We have t-shirts.
Yeah. We don't have many, though.
No.
Beauty pie bust, honestly.
Hi, Ned.
Hey, send me a link to that.
It'll be on this podcast, but yes, I will.
We're leaving now.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You've been in here for 30 minutes. What are you doing?